And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about y'all from Huntsville back to Chattanooga. I'm talking about Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. Y'all, I'm talking about that prettiest little town on the plains down yonder in Auburn. I'm talking about even big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right, I'm going to the phones here momentarily. Let me get a few text messages, trying to stay current, which is going to be hard because y'all are, like I said, some texting machines today. Mark from Red Bay says, Trump's done more in 3 weeks than Biden's done his entire political career. Whoo! Ross from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, what's up with the so-called conservative legislature in Alabama spending more than $2 million on EV charging? I have no idea what you're talking about. How come people that can get afford $50,000 cars can't get free courtesy? I don't know. I will tell you this, though, Ross. I'm going to bet it's because federal money came in and they were told, here's your money, but you have to spend it on this. So I don't have the answer for you. If you got a link to a specific article you want me to look at, I'll be glad to look at it. John M. from Huntsville says, I love turtles, too, in gumbo. Oh, my goodness. By the way, the lovely Charlene texted in and she loved your McConnell joke. She thought it was good.
That's good. I'm glad somebody out there found it funny.
Let me go to the phones. Wolverine Dan's on line one. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Oh, very well. All right, so answer me this question.
Come
USAID.
On. Yeah.
The things I've been hearing, are they true?
They are true.
Okay, so you tell me this. This is what really gets me mad. There's probably, besides that organization, there's probably some other kind of slush fund they got. We even got to it yet to figure it out, right?
Oh, I feel certain when you look at the fact that they passed like the National Defense Authorization Act and it's 1,500 pages long, there's going to be something on page 732 that, you know, bottom of the line. There's no telling what's buried.
All right, so here's the deal. So they thought all this stuff, and you say it's true, and, you know, I trust your judgment, your word, sir, because you're not only a Christian, but you served our country quite well, and I kind of, you're just like I am, just except the only difference is that you served, and I unfortunately did not. But let me say this. So these politicians stand up there screaming and yelling, saying that this stuff is not true. They are purging and lying in front of, not a court, but they're in front of the American people. Phil, how can they do that? Phil, I can't do that, Phil. I'm not that guy. I'm honest. I can't lie like that. Phil, they need to be all the ones that do it. They need to be sent home and say, you're done.
I don't disagree with that at all. I mean, I think some of them way overstayed their welcome, and that's on both sides of the aisle. There's some folks that have allowed this to occur. And if you recall, one of the things that Secretary of State Rubio said the other day was the most frustrating thing he had with USAID was that when he was in the Senate, they would ask for reports, they would ask for line item expenditures, and they wouldn't give it. It's like they felt like they were impervious and they did not have to answer to anybody.
Well, Phil, there's something wrong with that.
Oh, yeah, there is.
The people, but if they're watching, they need to watch, because I watch both sides, because I want to see what they say on the other side, see if there's any truth involved in it. But it sounds like, to me, it's not. But I'm trying to find the truth. I still want to believe in a human being on this earth to do some things that are honest and good. But right now, I'm kind of fighting that, because from what I'm seeing, my mouth is dropping. My jaw's dropping because here I am, you know, I got a piggy bank. I save my money. If I want something, I just can't go to my savings account. I try to make a little money on the side or do something so I can buy something. Okay, you see what I'm saying? I'm being fiscal responsible, and they're peeing away our money, and that's not right. We could probably balance the budget if they quit spending for these lies that they say, okay?
Yep, I agree.
But you know what, Bill? In my closing, I'll say this. It's not totally lost, because my little granddaughter of 3 years old is coming over, and Papa Dan, that's me, Papa Dan's making a big pot of meatballs, sausage, marinara. I'm going to have a nice spaghetti dinner, and then I'm going to end it with a batch of peanut butter cookies I'm making right now.
You go, Papa Dan.
I can do that for my little granddaughter, Phil, and she makes my day. When she eats that, she smiles, she loves it. And that, they can never take it away. And if you do, try to take it away from my dead, cold hands.
You enjoy your evening, my brother.
See you, brother.
See you. That passion right there, listen, JP, that passion right there is exactly what is it's across the nation right now. And what we're getting transparency. And you know, they talk about turn the lights on, makes the roaches run. That's where we are right now.
I'm just wondering if he has another seat at the table for dinner. That sounds really good, actually.
Y'all about some spaghetti and meatballs yeah. with peanut butter cookies, huh? Oh,
yeah, that's right up my alley.
All right, let's get his address. Let's go. Real quick, I'll get a few more text messages. Brian from Huntsville sent one. Oh, we're gonna name the Gaza Strip Bucky Strip. I heard it was gonna be called Gaza Vegas.
I think that's was that Dale's yesterday, Gaz Vegas? Yeah,
Gaz Vegas, and then there's Gaza Lago. I heard that Gaza was it. I like that one, too.
I think that's the best one.
And Nani from Beverly Hills says, can Congress and all staff be audited? Yes, there is a the interesting thing is the inspector generals, who are the auditing slash accountability watchdog groups that are supposed to be independent, they were not. And Trump just fired the inspector generals from a variety of different departments because they weren't doing their job, because they can see now the things that were being let go and nobody was questioning, despite the fact that they have people whose job it is to question. So yes, Nani, they can. Now, keep in mind, too, they've not been real good at it. The only place in government, the only place in the world where you're truly allowed to continue to fail and still fail up is in government. The Pentagon failed 7 audits in a row and can't account for billions of dollars worth of stuff. Yeah. Linda from Florence, Alabama says, you guys could do Turbo Thursday because it bursts you into we used to do Turbo Thursday. We kind of got away from it because it didn't resonate.
Yeah.
Nobody was grabbing hold of it. Yeah.
We got to find one, though, for Thursday.
We do. I think so. Thursday needs something. Thirsty Thursday. What? That's okay. We better be careful with that one. David from Bucky's checking in, sends me a Yellowhammer link, says, look like the Alabama Senate just passed SB 79. Yeah, I saw that. JP was talking about it right before the show. So breaking news is that the What is a Woman Act that defines male and female as the officially only biologically recognized genders under state law in Alabama for all things Alabama. I mean, the crazy thing is we have to do this at all. But anyway, that did just pass the state Senate today. By the way, the fact that that happened that fast is an indication it's on the fast track. It takes 2 weeks to pass a bill. You have to get it through one house in the first week, the second house in the next week. And yeah, they got it through the Senate. Bam. They've only been in session since Tuesday. So it's moving. And now it goes to the House. Thank you, David from Bucky's. Brian from Decatur, 2 questions. One, oh boy, do you believe with your legal background that felonious crimes were committed on a federal level being revealed by the Doge? And two, do you think that by the end of this administration that we will actually see some political figures in handcuffs for it? I hate to say the law school style answer, but it depends. So were there felonies committed? Arguably not, because Congress appropriated funds for them to spend, and allegedly they had oversight when they spent it. So they're going to have some measure of what's known as substantive immunity for those expenditures. Now, were they reckless? Were they stupid? Did they not provide accountability? Mm-hmm. And then if you find out that there were people whose hands were in the pot who shouldn't have been, like, oh, by the way, did you hear that Politico and the AP, and I don't know, maybe even the New York Times, there's a bunch of press outlets that got millions of dollars and then favorably reported on the Democrats, even suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story. Well, if we find a smoking gun that says, hey, here's some money, would you please suppress that laptop story? Then you've got felony. If you find someone saying, hey, my buddy over here, he owns an NGO that does, drag queen story hour in Sudan. If you'll give him the grant, I'll give you part of it back on the side. If you find that stuff, then people are going to jail. Paul from Decatur, all this shock and awe. He says, more aw crap. What has President Trump done now? The left and the demon rats don't even know they're washing. I'm trying to trouble reading your... Paul, I think you're on my side, but I'm having trouble reading your text. Anyway, yeah, all this shock and awe, he says. I think that's right. Tom from Huntsville, he said, Phil, I see a new, I guess, T-shirt he's saying, a picture of Trump with flag sunglasses, and under it it says, bring the scunion. You have to put the right side logo on under it, of course. That's not bad.
That's not a bad idea at
all. That's not bad.
I'm
kind of liking it.
I'm sure we could get a picture of a good Trump in the... Well, if we can't even find one with Trump with glasses, I'm sure AI could make one.
You know, I used to have a T-shirt like that that had Ronald Reagan wearing sunglasses, and it said cool conservative. Mm-hmm. But I think we could change it and just make it say bring the scunion.
By the way, speaking of Reagan, apparently today is like Reagan Day or something like that.
Is it really?
Yeah, today is like Ronald Reagan Day. I saw Kay Ivey tweet something about that.
If we weren't on the radio, I'd say call for a moment of silence, but that would be dead air.
Yeah, so let's don't do that.
All right, well then, how about hallelujah? Can we have a hallelujah for Ronald Reagan Day? I think that's fitting. There you go. All right, you guys, I got plenty more text messages because you guys, like I said, are indeed texting machines. Jay Graham from Decatur has one. He says, Phil, any information on this? What? Oh, another text before that. I heard the USAID was a way for George Soros to funnel money to special interests. Yes. So I don't have the list in front of me. My understanding is that Soros' Open Society Foundations may have received money from USAID. Open Society then also gave money to any number of special interests to include the funds for these reckless, just completely negligent, soft-on-crime district attorneys to run for office with. So we'll see. What?
By the way, the bombshell that came out last night, and you're probably going to mention it throughout the show, but apparently USAID being connected to the impeachment efforts in 2019. And if I said in the past that I did not want Trump to go on a witch hunt for Biden or whoever, but somebody needs to be held accountable if that's true. That is absolutely ridiculous that our taxpayer money is being spent on trying to overthrow the guy that we voted in 2016. It's absolutely ridiculous.
So here's
the case.
Here's what I know about that. Yeah, great point. You brought that back to my attention this little while ago, and I read it before the show. Here's what I know about that. Is allegedly, and I have to say allegedly because I don't have like official documents in front of me, but my understanding is that the whistleblower who became the quote-unquote, you know, key witness in the impeachment proceedings against Trump regarding the Ukraine phone call where he was supposedly trying to get dirt on Biden and all that, the Ukrainian whistleblower phone call guy was a CIA analyst, and that CIA analyst apparently based his understanding of the phone call on a sourced report from an organization that was funded by USAID. So there you go. You've got the whistleblower against Trump sourcing his report from a company who got grants from USAID, which does sound at all like an awful lot like, hey, we've got a thread here. We just tied the entire impeachment, the whole thing, the basis of the impeachment was on, back to USAID dollars. And that could result in handcuffs.
And it should. Like that's just...
That's an attempted coup.
Literally. And the fact that the American taxpayer is funding for somebody to try to overthrow the guy that they voted into office, it's just... Yeah, it drives me up a wall. Somebody needs to be held accountable.
It sounds an awful lot like the so-called Steele dossier during the campaign. It's just more of the same crap. All right, take me to a break, man. We are chasing so many rabbits, but it's really all kind of the same stuff. I'm talking about the first one. I call the whole first dipper scunion. Man, we're bringing the scunion right now up in D.C. Let me just give you, I'll run down a list of things that have happened just in the last 3 weeks, and it'll boggle your minds. Well, I know it's boggling theirs. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader. That's right. We are here. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to jump on in here. I got to get through some materials. You guys, you know what's kind of fun, though? I'll be honest, JP. What's fun is when there's so many text messages, you can almost do a show just off of dialoguing with the audience.
I know. It's like they're chomping at the bit to get in here.
Apparently, there's a little passion on this stuff.
Yeah.
Just a little.
I mean, there's just so much going on. I feel like more's gone on this week than 4 years.
I think all God's children feel like Wolverine Dan right now.
Yeah, that's true.
I got an article here from the Daily Fetched. Dateline yesterday. President Trump rides a wave of peak popularity amid rapid overhaul of government. So this one, I'm calling this whole dipper scunion, right? This is that word that I used in my monologue, that word that means bringing the heat, overwhelming firepower, making sure they feel the pain, getting it all done, getting it done quickly. Shock and awe, scunion. So the story from Daily Fetch says, and this is interesting, Real Clear Politics, which is one of the more respected pollsters, that usually aggregates other polls. Real Clear Politics indicates that what we call his fave unfaves, his favorable slash unfavorable reviews, 48.8% of voters have a favorable impression of Trump, which is very high, actually, especially only a few weeks in, surpassing the 47.9% who view him unfavorably, meaning he's gotten an above, his fave outweighs his unfave, if that makes sense. Why is that important? Because he's getting stuff done, because the heat of the election is still on him, because the dirt that was thrown at him during the election is still on him, and yet he's able to overcome all that almost immediately because people are going, wow, look what just, wow, did you see, wow, and that's what's happening right now. The wow factor is taking over. A story here that I've got in my hand says Trump's aggressive implementation of the America First agenda in the 2 weeks since his inauguration has left many observers in complete awe. There it is. Shock and awe, baby, what'd I tell you? We had everything. We've got tariff threats against Canada and Mexico. We got him cracking down on illegal border crossings. We got illicit drug trade being stymied. We got the fast-paced enactment of the MAGA agenda. And here's the thing. 39% of registered voters say they view Trump more favorably now due to his unprecedented actions. So in other words, even those who were somewhat lukewarm or against him before are for him now. I have no doubt that we are in somewhat of a honeymoon. The Democrats are struggling right now to find something that they can lay, you know, claim to as that thing that they're going to launch on. But right now, the Democrats are giving him layups. I mean, literally giving him layups. Like this one. I mean, I pulled this off Fox News. Dateline yesterday. I know you saw it. Trump signed the executive order protecting women's sports. The Democrats handed that to him. It was an absolute layup. There is no way in the world that the Democrats can do anything but take the blame for Trump having the big win. This was as much them losing as it was him winning. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever seen those games where, I mean, every once in a while, like in some of the ones we've seen, like in the sort toward the end of the NCAA playoff season, is you saw real games. Real games. Like, wow, that was a good matchup. And they would go head to head and it'd be down to the end, maybe even overtime. And then you saw some games where you're like, well, how'd that other team get into the game at all? Because they got trounced. That's what's happening here right now. The Democrats are losing as much as he is winning. Trump's executive order on protecting women's sports also, oh, by the way, I guess it was a good idea that I use sports as an analogy because this is the NCAA article. The NCAA, you may remember Charlie Baker testified in front of Congress, I believe.
Yeah.
Lame. It was decidedly lame.
It was a wiggle and slime out of every question.
Yeah.
Hearing.
And then take no accountability.
Yeah.
On relation as it relates to dudes playing in women's sports. The NCAA was tepid, was lukewarm, didn't want to rock the boat, said they didn't have a national standard to work with. And all of a sudden, Trump signed his executive order. And NCAA President Charlie Baker, according to Fox News, has now responded saying, well, it now provides a clear and national standard. You didn't have it before, Charlie? You didn't really know whether men were men and women were women before?
Okay, now we know.
Now we understand. Thank you, Donald Trump. So at the very least, he was able to work through the morass of bureaucracy at the NCAA. And Trump said, by the way, this doesn't have to take long. It's about common sense. Women's sports for women. The war on women's sports is over. And he even wants the NCAA, the U.S. Olympic, and the Paralympic committees to toe the line on it from now on. I'm telling you, I'm going to give you more of this shotgun blast, this shock and awe, the scunion. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. Oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two already. Where'd hour number one go? My gosh. Hour number two here on the Thursday that takes you to the Friday. I'm in dipper number one. I'm calling it scunion. In case you're just checking in, scunion being that word that originated in the military slang parlance that basically means bringing the heat. And that's what's happening in D.C. It's a shock and awe campaign up yonder in D.C. as Trump is getting more done in 3 weeks than most people believed he could have done in 4 years. And those of us who voted for him are loving every minute of it. Like, a lot. Like, wow. Now, I'm trying to run the gamut here, because what I want to point out is the shock and awe campaign that we're in, the scunion that he's bringing, is is not confined to one place. It's broad-based, and that's what as it should be. This is a campaign. This is not a targeted laser strike on one thing. This is a series of things coming from a variety of directions designed to keep the enemy off balance, and oh, by the way, it is. So I gave you the minute ago about the executive order on women's sports. That's fighting the transgenderism thing. I've got the fact that the polls show that he's winning and winning again, and oh, by the way, winning some more, and his favorable, unfavorable ratings are through the roof. And then you can just spread it all out and go, look at this. He even got the FCC involved. The FCC, Phil, do you mean the Federal Communications Commission? Yes, I do. Pray tell, what just happened? Well, you may recall that CBS decided it'd be a great idea to do an interview with Kamala Harris. Now, they never could, for some reason, find it within them to release the full transcript and or the original unedited audio. What did we find out they did, though? They edited her answers to make her sound like, I don't know, less stupid. Like they took some of her word salad and they kind of, you know, whittled it down to the point that it was almost decipherable. When you hear the whole thing, though, good Lord. And they did it on purpose. They even changed one of her answers about Bibi Netanyahu such that it made it sound like she was headed in a slightly different direction. Why would they do that? Well, here's the thing. What we're seeing right now is that Trump had to sue, and he won. And the winning included, you will release those transcripts. So Federal Communications Commission Chairman Brendan Carr is totally knocking CBS right now. He says CBS's conduct is hard to explain. On the one hand, they immediately released the unredacted transcript of their interview with Vice President Vance, but for months they refused to release the one on Vice President Harris. The raw transcript, like I said, shows there was a difference in the way they portrayed her answers. And, I mean, you look at, I mean, look at, listen, y'all, we dodged such a bullet with Kamala Harris. Such a bullet.
Yes, we did.
Lord.
I was actually thinking about that late last night when I was watching some of the clip that came out from her 60-minute interview.
Yes.
And I was like, imagine, well, imagine if she somehow won.
So I'm probably about to read you the clip that you saw. But it's the answer when she's talking about Israel. Is that the one you?
Yeah, oh, I believe it was the one. Yes.
Okay, let's see if we can find more than mere nothingness in this. You ready? The answer to the question about Netanyahu was, "Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel, which were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region. And we're not going to stop that. We're not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for the war to end." What does that even mean?
That's like when you're writing an essay that needs to be like 1,000 words, and you're trying to you know, get those word count up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Somebody need to AI her answer, man. Yeah. That was not good. So the bottom line is, though, here's the thing: Trump won. He had to file suit. He got the transcript released. It just came out yesterday. And oh, by the way, the FCC is now looking at it, going, "Holy crap." It looks like CBS may have actually violated what is known as the FCC news distortion policy. It's a policy that says you can't swap out answers to make it look like something was said differently than what it really was. That involves penalties. That involves basically punitive action against CBS. CBS is now looking at the word salad and going, geez, we should have just put the whole salad bar up there and been done with it. They cross the line, they say, from the exercise of judgment to reporting deceitful, deceptive manipulation. That's all part of the scunion, y'all. That is Trump who is willing to say, I'm not done with this. You're not going to get away with that. Here's the thing. Release a transcript. And that's what has to happen. And they did. And now look, transparency. How does that really work? It actually sheds light and the roaches have to run. How about this? Downsizing of government. I hate for people to lose their jobs. But y'all, listen, when I got elected to the state senate in Montgomery, the group that I was with, we got in there, and one of the first things we decided we were going to do was streamline government. And we didn't just fire people outright, but we got rid of some positions immediately, especially in the Senate. We found out that the Democrats had been giving themselves staffers that we didn't know they had, tucked away in corners, being paid on the side. I could spend all day on this, but the reality is we downsized government, and then we went to streamlining, and then we combined certain departments, and then we did other things. Trump's doing that. Well, there's an article here from WokeSpy. Over 1,000 Environmental Protection Agency employees hired under the Biden administration have received emails stating they could be fired immediately. Some of the employees were hired to implement Biden's Marxist climate policies. So here's the thing. What you're finding now is all that Biden really did with his Green New Steal in the infrastructure bills and the, what was the one called, the Inflation Reduction Act, $369 billion in those bills were marked for various green energy initiatives, and it caused them to turn around and then hire a bunch of EPA employees to supervise and regulate it. And Trump's saying, you know what, I think we're done with that. And the EPA, by the way, one of the most notorious offenders when it comes to showing up and making people, you know, have to attend their hearings and provide regulation that stymies growth. And it's, and I'm all for taking care of the environment. This is not that. Lee Zeldin's in charge of the EPA now. And they've immediately put 1,000 of these EPA employees on. If you've got 1,000 employees that you don't need, what does that say? Think about it. If they have 1,000 employees, 1,000 employees that are sent home, and yet the functions of government, like the world didn't come to an end. What just happened? How do we get by? Who's answering the phone? Apparently the phone didn't need answering. Apparently we can get by without them. Scunyon, this is another one. So now we've got popularity, fave, unfave ratings are up. We've got transgenderism on its heels with the whole sports and women's sports thing. We got the Kamala Harris thing, that the press is being called to heel, and they're having to release the transcripts. We've got streamlining of government with employees. And then look at this. Let's take a look at our southern border. I got two stories, one from the Daily Wire, one from Fox. ICE is now targeting over 100 Venezuelan gang members in raids at Aurora, Colorado apartment complex. You remember that? The Aurora, Colorado apartment complex, Tren de Aragua gangs took over whole apartment complexes and began usurping the rent monies, terrorizing the inhabitants. People were trying to move out. They were getting accosted in the hallways. There was all kinds of things happening, and it was awful. And Tren de Aragua was just doing what it wanted to do, and no one was. And then the mayor and the governor of the state tried to downplay it like it wasn't really happening. But it was.
And the one where Dana Bash said, well, it was only like two or three apartment complexes.
Yeah, only two or three apartment complexes.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one apartment, period, that's too many. But it's like multiple apartment complexes. Yeah, you're right. I hate it when they do that. Well, it's not that much of our budget.
That's their last.
What?
That's their last Hail Mary.
Yeah.
They love that it's not that many.
It's not as big as you think it is.
Yeah.
Is it? Does it exist at all? That's what I care about. Well, the same things that were being downplayed are now resulting in hundreds of them being arrested. Apparently, they really were there. Apparently, they really are, you know, notorious and criminals and here illegally and all of it. And so, yeah, federal agents from DEA, ATF, FBI, Customs and Border all went door to door speaking to residents and made major headlines when they began to arrest people and took out something well over 100 Tren de Aragua gang members from these apartment complexes. Locals wouldn't do it. Trump's getting it done. How about this? While I'm talking about things getting done, then there's international relations. Y'all, what I'm trying to do is give you the picture that this shock and awe, this is not solo, this is not singular, this is not just small unilateral actions. This is an all-encompassing campaign. They came in and they said, and ready, everybody, all set, go. And they came at it from all different angles. Foreign policy. You've heard about the tariffs. You've heard about how Mexico and Canada immediately said, we're good. We'll do what we can do. And all of a sudden, they changed their behaviors. Story here from Fox. Mexico began sending its 10,000 troops towards the southern border as promised already. They're already on the move. Troops of the Mexican Army National Guard were seen arriving at the border, separating Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, Texas on Wednesday. The two largest deployment sites, including another one at Tijuana, where at least 1,650 troops, I take it back, they've almost deployed almost 4,000 troops are expected to be sent. So they're following through. Was that happening when Biden was in office? Did that ever happen? I don't recall it. I'm thinking,
nope.
I'm thinking that happened in the first 3 weeks of Trump's administration. And then the last one that I'll just, Okay, so far we got sociocultural issues. We've got international relations. We've got, crime in the streets. We've got downsizing of government. We've got all kinds of stuff. And then there's this, right here at home. Didn't you get sick of things in the last couple of years watching liberal progressives, to include sometimes their professors and administrators at colleges, that went totally anti-Semitic and it was okay? Like, just, hey, it's okay that we're anti-Semitic now. Let's go ahead and openly and blatantly call for the downfall of Israel and from the river to the sea. And, oh, by the way, let's terrorize Jewish students here at our university. And nobody said a boo about it until Trump got elected. The Trump administration's multi-agency plan to root out anti-Semitism across U.S. college campuses received praise from students and professors as fear persists among the Jewish community. Schools like UC Berkeley, Portland, Harvard, Jewish students are being locked out of their libraries, harassed by other students, said one other student. That's not how I want my college experience to go. And, oh, by the way, that's not how it's going to go. The crackdown has begun, and Trump is even floating the idea that if you're a foreign student here protesting in anti-Semitic fashion on college campuses, you can lose your student visa and be sent packing. And you can go back and try to get your degree from the University of Habib somewhere. All right. Wow, I'm worn out, man. That's shock and awe. Wear you down. At the same time, it kind of fires me up.
Yeah.
I'm pretty energized.
I was watching Gutfeld last night on Fox. I don't know who the guy was, but he said it's like every day is Christmas continued. It's like he looked under and he's like, the Gulf of America. It's like, look back. There's another one. Gaza, the Gaza Strip. It's like every day it's opening a new present. That's literally what it feels like. It's stuff you didn't even – it's we got everything we voted for and then some. And nice. Then a lot of some. It's a lot.
Nice. Yeah, that's good. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. I'll catch up on text messages with you guys because y'all, like I say, you're texting machines. I love this audience. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.